Well, hello, my dear audience, my listeners. It's been ages since I haven't actually published an episode. It's not that I haven't recorded anything. I have, but somehow it just didn't feel right. So it's been 2 months since my last post, my last episode, and I would like to talk to you a little bit about what's been going on and relate to these last few weeks of extreme change, pressure, tension. And I also have some very happy updates, so make sure you stay to the end. But let's just dive right in. So today's the 14th of April, and just about a week ago on Monday, we had this solar eclipse, and I definitely had one of the most stressful weeks of my life. I've been making significant changes to my business of teaching English. Yeah, as you all know, part-time English teacher, part-time coach, life coach, part-time yoga teacher. I do many things. So this is just one of my occupations or businesses. And I've been working on redoing my website, kind of like, okay, all of a sudden you realize, you sit down and you're like, okay, how much does it actually cost me to keep this business running? And then you realize that you pay for this hosting here and for that platform there and for all this app here and app there. And you realize that you can actually make it more cost effective by changing some things. Now, this kind of change, I really think it's really positive. The thing was the timing that I chose. I chose timing to do all these things during a Mercury retrograde. Now, I'm sure you're familiar with it. Even if you're not an astrology fan, I'm sure you've heard about the concept of Mercury retrograde, everything that is technical, communications, you know, signing contracts, traveling, and so on and so on. So there are a lot of snafus happening around this time. So I, for whatever reason, chose exactly this time. But I rebuilt the site, I changed things around, but to get to the bottom line, I also changed hosting, and the server went down Monday night. I'm talking Cyprus time, yeah? Just around 9:30, 10 o'clock, just around the time of the solar eclipse. Now, this is so symbolic, yeah? It couldn't be more symbolic than like, whatever you've been doing or however you've been doing it for the last who knows how long, all of a sudden there is an eclipse, because this is what it is. We are eclipsed out. And the first comment, the first knowledge I had about the collapse, the complete blackout of everything, okay, the main website, the subdomain, the academy, the courses, everything went down, was Tuesday morning. And okay, I didn't take it seriously. I was like, it must be something, you know, it's just an upgrade and something that's happening to the platform itself. But towards the evening, I was like, all right, let's check it out. To make a long story short, I've had probably the most tense 4 days, the most stressful 4 days I've experienced in a long time. It's been, wow, nerve-wracking. Trying to figure it out, contacting this support and that support, and endless hours of chatting with that support and that support and that support, and jumping from Zoom call with this to, it was crazy. Trying to figure it out what was wrong, and nobody seemed to give me an answer, and I wasn't able to figure it out. So of course you say, why didn't you just hire a professional? Yeah. Yeah, in hindsight, it's really easy to say, and maybe next time I'll do it. But you know, when actually the house is burning, okay, you're like, okay, where am I going to find a professional now just to recruit somebody to do it, to negotiate? So I did manage to do it, but it was very, very, very stressful. And in the middle of all that, my dog decided to chase the cats in the garden one of these evenings. And he was like trying to climb up the fence for like half an hour. He was going nuts. And apparently he hurt his back. So everything was fine. And then the morning after, he could barely walk and he couldn't jump on the sofa and he didn't want to walk and he was just not himself. He was apathic and I freaked out completely. Like, oh my God, my baby. Yeah. My furball. What's happening with him? He's 9, but he's a Cocker Spaniel. And honestly, he's full on. He's full on. He's enjoying excellent health. I make sure he's in good shape. I feed him good food. And I was like devastated just by looking at him. You could see the suffering. He was like, oh my God. So in the middle of this crisis, I asked my neighbor to actually take me to the vet because I didn't trust myself driving. I was like so emotionally, really, really stressed and overwhelmed. And then slowly, Friday night, I did find somebody in one of the support teams of this new hosting platform that I chose, who actually knew what he was doing. And he did help me. And we did manage to find kind of like a shortcut. It's not an absolute perfect solution yet, but we are getting there. So why am I telling you all this? Because as you know by now, I get some of my greatest epiphanies in the morning when I practice my yoga. And of course, it was very stressful. I did a little bit of yoga, not as much as I like, in this last few days. So I was neglecting myself and my body. And this morning, I pull out the map because finally yesterday, I did manage to send an email to my clients and to my students that, okay, guys, the site is back on. The academy is back on. You can get back to school. Yeah, you can get back to work. And it did feel like a huge stone, a mountain fell from my heart that finally it's back. You know, it's 20 years of work. It's 20 years of who and what you've been doing. It's your reputation. It's your authority. It's what I, my obligation to my clients, to my customers. And all of a sudden, I really felt like you pulled the rug from under me. So this feeling of helplessness. Oh my God, it is, let's be honest, some of the most difficult situations to deal with. This sense of utter helplessness that no matter what I'm doing, this technical thing called internet and the servers and all these codes and everything was just, I have no words to say it. I'm sure you know what I'm talking about. So we did manage to find a solution and to get back to this practice this morning, I'm pulling out my mat and my yoga mat and my body, honestly, it felt like a log, a piece of wood. I've been barely sleeping in the last few days, a few hours a night, the tension just piling up, and I could really feel it. Every single movement was like, oh my God, it's amazing. It was not one of those days when you fly on the mat. It was a day of a slow practice, very deliberate, accurate movements, measured, very focused on the breath, on the body, because you do not want to get hurt. On the other hand, my body was screaming for exercise. My body was screaming to be stretched, to move the energy, yeah, to shake it up. And then I am lying at the end in Shavasana, the corpse pose. And I was like, all right, we did it. It's behind you. You solved it. And there I just, you know, kind of opened my eyes, turned to the side, and there is my dog lying on his back, asking for a belly scratch. My little, he isn't so little, yeah? Porky Piglet, as my neighbor calls him. I like to call him Mr. Floppy Ears. There he is smiling at me. And, you know, it kind of gets back to proportions. So what would be the takeaway of this story is absolutely about dealing with stress and working through obstacles, even when you are absolutely sure that there's no way you can do it. Perseverance, motivation, discipline. Sometimes we find these attributes in the most difficult situations. And you know what? I'm going to rephrase that. Usually, we find these attributes in situations that are very challenging, whatever it might be. In my case right now, it was a technical issue that I felt that my whole world has just collapsed. It literally did. Everything was eclipsed out. And then really it emphasized for me the strengths that you develop when you actually deal with it, these obstacles. The strength, the inner power, the perseverance, it fortifies who and what you are. Yeah. So this is who we are at the end of the day. Our strength is not something you pull out of a bottle, and it's not something you learn on a website or in a workshop. Strength, inner strength, these beautiful attributes that I've just mentioned, they come from real life experience. When you actually deal with the shit, when you actually do your stuff. So, yeah, this was my situation of the last week. And the update that I was really interested or excited about sharing that I mentioned in the very beginning is regarding, as I mentioned, my other hat, the coach, the mentor, that this podcast is part of it, the 50 Plus Goddess. So I'm very happy to announce that the 50 Plus Goddess website has been born. It's also the baby of the last 2 months, and it's another reason why I have kind of disappeared recently, because I've been very involved with this new direction in my life. Where is it that it's actually taking me and building a tangible framework for this change, for this transformation that I am going through, I have been recently going through. So now you can officially find 50plusgoddess.com. There is a lot more information about who and what I am, what kind of services I offer, and you can also contact me, which is amazing because finally I will be able to hear back from you, yeah, to get some of your stories, get some of your sharings, which is super exciting for me. So wish us luck. Wish me luck. It's a beautiful day. It's a wonderful day. It's the beginning of a whole new era. And I wish you all the best. Namaste. And we shall speak soon.